Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Selena with Say Your Peace Radio Show. Sit back, relax. We want to hear from you. So call in at 347-677-1749 to say your peace. Now, our host, Selena. Good evening or good night, everyone. This is Selena with Say Your Peace and my co-host, Brian. Hi, Brian. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good, Selena. Doing good. How about yourself?
Can't complain. It's great. As you know, we got 4th of July in the middle of the week, which is so weird. So we only get one day off, and then we got to go back to work. Isn't that something?
Some people taking 3 days.
Yeah, some people are already taking their little vacation, which is fine. That's great. Tonight we're going to discuss, do you have any news? Because I like to start out to get all the news out. Do you have any news before we get started?
Probably nothing that's really pressing, but there's just been a lot of talk, so we're ready to get talking.
Okay. All right. Let's get talking then. Okay. I would like to start. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. You guys know that's a big thing right now, and it's a historical moment in history, according to them, that Obamacare was passed. First of all, let me give you the number again. It's 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749 for you to call in and say your piece. Okay? Now, a lot of people did not understand what Obamacare actually was about, which I didn't understand it until President Obama actually came out and told us what it meant, because I was lost too, so it's not like we didn't know what was going on at the time. But now that we do, we understand what's going on, let's move on with it. Okay. This started it says on March 23rd, 2010, President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law, putting in place comprehensive reforms that improve access to affordable health coverage for everyone and protect consumers from abusive insurance company practices. The law allows all Americans to make health insurance choices that work for them while guaranteeing access to care for our most vulnerable and provides new ways to bring down the cost and improve quality of care. That's what the it's not really called Obamacare, which to me that I shouldn't have said that. It's actually called the Affordable Care Act, okay? Now, let's understand what it entails. Okay, under this reform, it entails that 105 million Americans no longer have lifetime dollar limits on their coverage, okay? Then it says more than 17.6 million children with pre-existing conditions can no longer be denied coverage. I think that's a plus.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay? I think those two things are a plus. And if we understand the reason why the Republicans are so much against this bill is because the insurance companies are making out like a fat cat. Okay?
Like always.
Because they don't want to pay for our, they don't really want to pay for our pre-existing conditions, because then that's money out of their pockets.
And they, they haven't been paying for pre-existing conditions.
No, they haven't. They haven't. And they don't want to start paying for them. So that's why Mitt Romney says that whether he become president or not, he's going to work on repealing this bill. Now, what people are not understanding, this doesn't take effect until 2014. It's not happening right now, and that's what we're not understanding. It's not happening right now. We got till 2014 to make to put this in place. So anything can happen between now and then. But we're not hoping that anything bad happens and turn this around, because you know what? We have to keep in mind, Republicans don't want to take care of the poor, period. They're not, it's not in their mind to take care of the poor. Who cares if your daughter dies of cancer because it was a pre-existing illness, and we try to change her policy so that she, we can have more coverage, and guess what? She's been denied that. So we have to look at it where who's benefiting from this. The insurance companies can no longer jip you, overcharge you, change your rates on you, because they will do that. They can't account you for something that you didn't have done, misdiagnosis, the whole nine. They can't do any of this, medication, none of this anymore, because that's what they've been doing for years, getting over like a fat rat. Well, that's going to change come 2014, even if the Republicans do repeal it. And then they got upset because Roberts was the one who went against everything.
That, and they thought that he was their guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they thought they had him in the pocket.
So it's not, they were not basing their, the Supreme Court on a just ruling. They were basing the Supreme Court on a party ruling.
Exactly. It was a personal thing. Everything is personal. You know, everything is personal. Everybody knows it's personal with them. They said they want to do whatever they have to do to get him out of office. They said that's what their main thing was. So everything they could do to get him out of the office, they're doing it. Now, we also have to understand that they're saying better access to care, which is more than 50,000 Americans with pre-existing conditions have gained coverage through the new pre-existing condition insurance plan. This is awesome because we didn't have this before. Then we talk about the Medicare, okay? According to the Medicare, it says the average person with Medicare will save about $4,200 from 2011 to 2021. Those with high prescription costs will save up to $16,000. Man. I mean, come on.
Oh, those, repeat that again.
Okay. It says stronger Medicare. The average person with the Medicare will save about $4,200 from 2011 to 2021. Those with high prescription costs will save up to $16,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then, also, this ties into consumer rights and protections. In the past, it says insurance companies could take advantage of you. They could deny coverage to children who had asthma or were born with a heart defect, put a lifetime cap on the amount of care they would pay for, or cancel their coverage when you got sick just by finding an accidental mistake in your paperwork. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And you know what? There was a lady, what kicked it off was, and she whistleblowed, was a lady's job. She was at this insurance company, and her main job was to deny coverage. That was her main job. And I don't know if somebody talked to her or she realized that she was killing people. She felt like she was killing people.
And her main
by
job
denying
was not to
her
deny.
Main job, she was paid to sit there and deny coverage.
Wow.
When people call in and say, okay, I need you to pay for this in my insurance, she denied it. Her job was to deny it. And
I mean, in this country, you know, but I think one of the main things that people need to realize is that this country,
mm-hmm.
Some powers within this country really don't care when it comes to the poor.
Yeah, it don't.
No consideration, no heart, no, I mean, you just look at this situation with this health care. These people are adamantly mad about this health care issue.
Yeah.
And they don't care what it takes. They're going to do whatever they can to kill
exactly.
it. I mean, you have some of these folks out here that would benefit from it, and they are the very ones who are falling into the dumb trap, I call it. because they're speaking out their heads, and they only can know that Obama's in office, and because he's in office, they want to be against it. That's all they can think of. They don't even know what it's all about.
That's all. They don't even know what they don't know. They didn't. That was the whole thing. They were upset because they didn't understand Obama, and he never talked about the American. I don't even know. I'm calling it ACA. That's what it's called.
And what happens is that a lot of people. Let me put it this way. A lot of people blindsided because there's so much hate and rage wanting to get President Obama out of office, not because of his policies. We knew going into this thing that it would be a long uphill fight trying to get the country back because we knew, it was like, a snowball.
Exactly.
We knew before you could stop the momentum, you had to take, it was going to take on more snow. We knew that. And all you can do is kind of put things in front of it to try to circumvent. Now, I'm not making an excuse for Obama because I don't believe with a lot of things that he put in front of it, believe me. But, and personally speaking, I wouldn't want to come into it at the time that he did because just for the fact of what was going on. But anyway, since it's already going, they use that as a measurement to say that he's not doing the job, this and that. But Bush and company had already set the wheels in motion with 8 years of him setting us up for a big fall. And I still go back, folks, while these people are hollering and screaming about money and we don't have this net, how can a country sit here and give away billions and billions of dollars to everybody, and we have our own here suffering, and they're crying about health care, and here we're giving away billions that could give insurance to every American citizen here.
And think about it like this: we are 30. They said, I think I'm not going to repeat it wrong, but I think they said we're like 30 years behind on our health care than other countries are.
Right. Exactly.
Germany alone, now, when I was in Germany alone took care of their senior citizens. There was nothing. There's funding strictly for the health care of their citizens. They don't even have to, once they get a certain age, they don't have to worry about nothing. They literally take care of their elderly.
Not here.
No, I know, and there's other countries that do the same thing. That's not even a discussion. That's part of what the government does, is take care of their elderly.
They take care of them.
Yeah, they take care of their elderly.
Not here, that's for sure.
No.
Here,
no.
All they worried about here, the bottom line, is their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Salita, one of the things that really puzzles me when you speak of this thing they call the America, the Patriots. What's more patriotic? Saying that you're a patriot or doing the things that you're supposed to do to help the country and the people in it?
It's saying.
For those who always say that they're patriots and we stand for America and America is this, America is that. And then you take your money, you go to other countries and put your business there, but you're so much in America. Well, I can't fault them because they want to make money. So making money is more important than pushing your country up. Now, that's not a patriot to me.
Nope.
But you don't hear anybody talk about that because that's the Republican agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but when we think of health care, that's been anti-American. We can't force health care. You're forcing car insurance.
Yep.
So if we force car insurance, why can't we force health insurance?
Yeah,
what's more important,
right?
Car insurance or health insurance?
And then you get penalized if you don't pay it.
Right. You get penalized if you don't pay it. It's not a tax.
I don't think
they call it a tax. It's a fee.
Well, see, the thing is, that's the whole misconception. This is not a tax either.
Well, actually, Supreme Court ruled it as a tax. That's why they say it's legal. That's why they say, was that Robert?
Oh, okay, so they can actually have it as being legal.
Yeah,
because it's a tax.
They set it up, Obama administration, set it up that if you don't have insurance, you'll be taxed.
Yeah, you'll be. Yeah,
that's how they made it legal. If they'd have gone the other route, I think they would have called
it. Got it. Okay.
So
they don't want to pay for this extra quote unquote tax.
Right. Well, if you have insurance, you won't be taxed.
Yeah, it's the people who don't have insurance.
And now I was told, I haven't confirmed this. I was talking to someone. I said, what about those who can't afford it? They said, well, there's some provisions in there for those who can't afford it. So we'll see. I'm still learning. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But we'll find out what it's all about.
Okay.
It's going to be something to see, I think.
Let's talk about the facts and the myths of the health care bill. Let's see what it says about that, myths and facts, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second here. Okay. It says, health insurance reform will not use your tax dollars to fund abortions is one of them. Okay. It says, it says business will not suffer under the new health care reform. It says that businesses, because they were saying how small businesses are about to will be reaping benefits from this program or this act, opposed to what they're going through now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said the Affordable Care Act will help bring down the cost of health care. And I don't think that's true. It says that the health policy experts and economists who have looked at the legislation have said we are pursuing every possible mechanism to reduce health care costs. The Congressional Budget Office found that health insurance reform will reduce the deficit by $210 billion in this decade and by more than $1 trillion over the following 10 years. And a family of four would save as much as $2,000.
So they're saying it's going to reduce it?
Mm-hmm. And it says a family of four will save as much as $2,300 their premiums in 2014 compared to what they have been paid without reform now.
Wow.
Okay, according to what it's supposed to do for us. Because they don't have the whole story. I mean, like they're saying, they're working through it. All they can do is work through it to see what else they can do.
So are you saying it's still a bill in work in progress?
Yeah, they're saying it's in the health policy experts and economists who have looked at this legislation said we are pursuing every possible mechanism to reduce health care. That's why he said it was debunked, the myth debunked, that it would bring down cost of health care. That's not true. They said they're working on finding a mechanism to be able to bring down the cost of health care. It's not saying that it actually did it. You see what I'm saying?
A lot of those things are overinflated.
Yeah.
You can buy a pill and it can cost you
$50. And people don't realize, you know who's making out like a fat rat?
Yeah.
The pharmacies. The pharmaceutical companies that's making all these different medications.
And the hospitals making a killing.
In the hospitals, yeah.
You ever hear about a hospital going out of business?
Yeah. Actually, lately, yeah, they have. You have a lot of hospitals in the last maybe 2 or 3 years that's gone out of business.
I don't hear. I haven't heard.
You know why? Because you got doctors. You got to remember, we have less doctors now than we ever have.
Right.
Did you know that?
I heard.
So where are the doctors going? Where are they going?
So without doctors, it's not necessary that they're losing money. But they don't have the doctors to operate.
Well, yeah, the doctors are not there to do the main job.
Wow.
That's the whole thing about it. The doctors are not there. They can't do the job. So if you don't have enough doctors, of course everything is going to start trickling.
So that's why we have a lot of foreign doctors?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just a minute. I got somebody who's calling in. Just 1 second here. Hello from 702-503-1167. How are you?
Hi, this is OP from Bel Air, California. How's it going?
It's going fine. And you, sir?
It's going good. You're talking about, you know, how to exercise our rights, right?
Uh-huh. We're talking about the Obamacare.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said we were discussing about Obamacare.
Oh, Obamacare?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I have a story about that. You know, recently I keep some black people in my, the cotton fields. And,
okay.
They don't really get the full idea of Obamacare because, you know, they're just really busy in the crops. And I'm just trying to get, I don't think it really affects them, you know, because they get paid, they get a lot of food in the crops. And I don't think it really gets to them, you know.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you say? Say that again.
Say what part again?
Say what you said. You said, what did you say about, you said you know some black people that don't understand the Obamacare. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's some, I keep black people as, you know what I mean? I keep them as the slaves in my crops.
Oh, okay. All right, you're being funny, huh?
I didn't, he faded out. I didn't hear him.
Hello? All right. Okay. I see what that was.
I missed it. They faded out. I didn't hear what he said.
He said, this is what he
what
said.
What was he saying?
Mr. 702-503-1167 says he keeps black people as slaves in his crops, and they don't understand Obamacare. I don't know what they're complaining about because they get a chance to eat and something else. He was referring to us as slaves.
That was the caller that just called?
Yeah, the caller just called. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
yeah.
why he couldn't get his words out. He can't talk English.
Yeah, he can't talk English, and he was trying to be funny, but he wasn't funny.
Well, he wasn't funny because
he
couldn't make sense. You know, you got to better have a brain to make
sense,
you know?
Yeah, he didn't make any sense. Hold up.
We're going to definitely have those, you know, but maybe you need to go to comic school or something. But as
yeah.
you know, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act, as
yeah.
it, the true name is, it's actually, as we know for everyone, it's African American.
Hold up. Let me see who this is.
Okay.
Yes. Be nuts. Be crazy, man. Help you.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Obamacare deal.
Okay.
I just think that it's just going to leave a lot of people unprotected. Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
I'm here. I'm listening. We're listening.
Oh.
You said
yeah.
you think it's going to leave a lot of people unprotected. In what way?
Well, it's just like, you know, they ain't going to have no insurance and stuff and they're going to have subpar treatment, you know. I mean, a nigga can barely get by as it is, you know what I'm saying? And it's
what did
just,
you say? Wait a minute. Hold up.
What's
what did
up?
You say?
I said a nigga can't get by as it is.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up.
What's up?
Hold up. I don't like that word.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Can you use another word?
Yes, ma'am. Well,
okay.
like... You know, I just think it's going to leave people, like, with no care. You know, they're going to have some subpar-ass treatment, and they just ain't going to be able to get treated at their doctors, you know? And I think a lot of people are going to be losing their doctors and stuff.
What kind of treatment are they getting now when they can't afford a
yes.
doctor?
Yeah, it ain't no good as it is, but I think it's going to get worse.
How can it get worse when more people have accessibility when now they
exactly.
don't have accessibility? So,
yeah.
But
okay,
see,
exactly right.
But see,
yeah.
What I think is going to happen, a lot of doctors are going to skip. You know what I'm saying? They're going to just jump ship. They're going to be like, nah, we ain't going to be messing, getting paid by the government and stuff. So they're going to just quit seeing people altogether, you know, up in protests and stuff.
But remember,
so,
okay.
it's not a government. It's no government option. So
yeah.
what it is, it's private insurance companies paying. It's not the government paying.
Yeah, that's right.
The government
made
the law, but the insurance.
That's right.
companies are the ones that have to pay. This is not Medicare.
714 and 699. Excuse me, 4739. Give me a second. I'm gonna get you on, Mr. B Nut. Be crazy. Keep talking. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah,
finish
but like,
what you're saying.
But like, what about the employers and stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're gonna have to pay for you know, they're gonna have to insure everybody. And I know that's good. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know what I'm saying? That's great. But if they're gonna have to be forced to pay, the employers ain't gonna be hiring nobody. They're gonna be saying, oh, we can't hire nobody. You know, so
question is, are they hiring them right now?
Yeah,
you got
the
point. You got
are
a
they
point there.
Them now? See, let me tell you something. Let's not fall into the trap that they keep throwing. And I'm speaking from the standpoint
of
a employee who has employed people. Don't fall into that standpoint. Same way they tell you, oh, when this goes up, they're going to have to raise prices. That's not always true. What they do is try to scare the public to lean on their elected officials so they can kill things when that's not totally true. If the business is coming in, you will force employers to hire people. They have no choice. So it doesn't matter what they're paying out to that point. They may hire a little bit less, but guess what? They're not hiring anybody right now. So, I mean, this thing that we're not going to have to hire anyone unless we see it better. The economy does better, and people start spending money, regardless they're going to have to hire people because they're going to be there, and they won't have a choice.
Go ahead.
Hold that thought. Let me let this other guy in, okay? Just a second.
Oh, that's cool.
714, go ahead. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, my name's EFG. I totally agree with this guy. Obamacare, it's literally a systematic destruction of America. It's a continued trend that's been happening for the last 15 years. And this is a part of it. It's not going to help. It's going to do more damage than good. You know, everyone can see it. I mean, it's insane. And this, it bugs me.
In what way? In what way will it do its damage?
Yeah, tell us why you think that.
Okay, first off, we all know, you know, Obama, and it's especially with the Democrats, they're all bought off.
Okay.
And Obama is totally bought off. And all it is him passing reforms to destroy America. That's it. And that's what it comes down to.
How can
this
reform
this isn't going to help people. It's going to make health insurance more expensive. We're going to be like Canada. People are going to be waiting in line for hours.
Man, we're going to be like magnets.
We're like that now. You guys are not understanding. We're already like that now. Listen. You're already getting subpar service from the hospitals now. That's why we have a lot of people who are dying. What you don't understand is because these people who are sick are being denied because they have pre-existing conditions, they're literally dying. Because the insurance companies won't cover them.
They won't even cover it on magnets, man, for the MRIs and stuff.
No. Here's what's going to happen. Once we pass this, I'm sorry to interrupt. Once we pass this, so we will cover it, but you're going to wait weeks and months before we get it. It's a systematic destruction of America and Americans' people by the people, honestly, I'm going to say it, by the Jews that are really running this country because they bought off all our politicians. And we're just sitting here ignorant, and we're just dying off because of it.
I agree with you, Carla, that the Jews have bought off the politicians. I agree with that part. But my point is, how is health care, as it stands right now, going to hurt us when there are so many right now that don't have it at all? What about those people who don't have it at all? What is it going to do for them?
You know, the difference between – here's the thing. You know, right now you don't have it, but you go into hospital, and they legally they're required to do it. Yeah, it's massive debt, but they're going to do it. But now if we socialize, now you're going to have to wait, and this is what the Jews want. They want to kill us off. This is how – yeah, exactly.
But
And we're just so blind by it. It blows my mind. You know, because now I can get health care coverage.
You guys. Okay, I just lost Yasmin, 1337. I just lost. I was trying to get to her, but you guys are so enjoying. Oh, here she go. Just a second. Let me get this person on, and I'll let you guys finish talking. 1337. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I don't even hear nobody else.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, you guys.
What was you saying? To pick up, like I said, it's a like I said, it's a Zionist tool to destroy America. That's all it is. And honestly, that's who Obama is. He's just one of their tools. And this Obamacare is just another of things that keep happening that are trying to kill off America and take us out. Who do you think was responsible for the whole financial crash in 2008? The Jews. You know, I mean, if they're doing it left and right. I can't believe people don't see it.
I got a new caller. Just a second, guys.
Okay. How are the people who don't have health care now?
Brian, oh. Hold up.
Okay.
Mr. 803, Mrs. or Mr. 803, go ahead. Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to clear a couple things up about the guy ranting about the Jews. It's not
okay.
The Jews. In 1940s, the American CIA, they took Nazis into our government to conduct experiments on everybody through subliminal messagings and frequencies and radio waves. So it's actually Nazis conspirating with Jews or Jews conspirating with former Nazis, but under a new identity, under the false democracy that we call the United States of America. Like, he has to do his research before he starts spewing his fucking fear propaganda bullshit all over the internet.
Yeah, you know, let me guess. You're probably, and see, the Jews are always listening to us. And, you know, it is,
we got one of the people calling in,
and now blaming Nazis. See, Nazis, yo, let me guess. Now you're going to say Nazis are on the moon.
Get off, you idiot. Are you serious? Come on, I'm 20 years old and I know this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and that's your problem. Go back, get into college. Get into college. You know,
trust me, I know what I'm talking about. He's one of the Project Paperclip.
Okay,
our government is integrated with Nazis.
All rustled up in here, man.
Yeah, see, you know,
everybody's going crazy.
Okay.
Typical nine gun stuff, you know?
I'm going to have to screen you guys because if you keep doing it, I can't have all you guys talking at one time. Have respect for each other. Let me get this another caller. Let me see what this person has.
Landed on the moon. When we landed on the moon, there were actually Jews there.
Hello? Say your piece. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
I can hear you, Salida.
Well, you can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, this other person.
Some
bike that's
calling in or something. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, somebody was calling in and they weren't saying anything. So go ahead.
They're just playing and stuff.
Okay. Well, I don't have time to play.
You know what? You know. Honestly, you know. And see, notice how once I bring up the Jews and the conspiracy, and we all have consensus that I'm right. Notice how they start calling in because they're afraid of the truth. They're the ones. They're the ones controlling America. You know. And honestly, I'm gonna be bold. They're controlling half the freaking world, other than China.
They got like a hidden agenda, brother.
You know what
they do?
They control the music industry. They say that.
Okay.
That's one thing I do say. They do say about the Jews.
They show
they
do.
Control the music.
They
show
do.
Control the media.
And how much money is in that? They get money. They control the media.
Yeah.
I mean, look, everything we see on TV. You know, and you think it stops there? They're pumping into our brains what they want us to see and believe, and they want us to be ignorant and stupid to control us.
Okay, you guys, I got 702 calling in. Just a second. Hello, say your piece.
Okay.
Hello. All right. Okay. Go ahead, you guys.
But you know what? No, like I just said, honestly, research it. They go by the name Nine Gag. It's a complete conspiracy to take over the freaking world, and it pisses me off. The stuff we see on TV, that's all Nine Gag stuff. Programming our freaking brains to think and to feel how they want us to control us. It's insane.
Yeah, it's that time, man. I've been seeing a bunch of Jew propaganda on that Tumblr and that site called Reddit. They a lot of Zionist propaganda up on there, man. Ain't even no playing on that, man.
Dude, totally agree. In fact, that even Facebook, man. Facebook—that's all Jewish conspiracy, just to get in our heads and see what we're thinking.
Pinterest,
I think if we look at the
Instagram.
Point where the United States give billions of dollars a year to Israel, and Israel does nothing for America. They even send spies in.
Yep.
Have been caught here in America spying on the same government, and America still continues to. Under President Obama, he has increased the money. After criticizing Israel, he then increased the money going to Israel. So
I
do believe there are powers, a Jewish influence, that are definitely telling them, you either do it or this is going to happen. Because when you can increase money not only increase, but give money to a country that does nothing for us, that took their land, that stole their land, that suppresses other people around them, that encroaches on other countries. Anytime they get rid of, nobody in the world says nothing. And those people, especially like Hillary Clinton, to stand up and talk about the Egyptian president and those that are they're going down. I mean, how dare you? You are supposed to be the big bad wolf of the world, and then you're sitting here with the evil empire sitting there controlling us, and they're only 1% of the population of America.
So is
absolutely.
They are.
You know what? And you know what? I'm going to say this. People give Hitler crap, but there was he knew what he was doing. He saw something. Because this has been going on for centuries, you know? I mean, honestly, that's just the reality.
Yeah,
man, he didn't even mess with no brothers, man. He was just trying to get rid of them Jews. Man, I think he saw stuff coming, bro. I really do, man. I just barely heard any stuff about any black people and stuff, man. I just heard about the Jews, man. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't go after black people. He just went for the Jews. And you know what? America didn't even want to get involved in World War II. You know, in fact, a lot of America actually supported Hitler. But sure as shit, you know, then we get involved when, you know, when we don't want to, you know, have anything to do with it. Even when Japan attacked, we wanted to go after Japan. Honestly, it was the Jews giving pressure to attack to get involved in Europe. That's all it was, you know, because their politics have gone off the last 100 years by them. I mean, it's insane.
This
okay,
damn
just one moment, you guys. Everywhere. We got somebody else calling in. Just a second. Just a second. Hello, say your piece. Hello. Hello.
They're calling in, but not saying anything, huh?
They're trying to, but they can't get. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't have time for that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry if you didn't get a chance to call in. Sorry. Go ahead.
I think again, probably just some. Oh no, go for it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to make the point again. Just another, Zionist calling in, disrupting the show because we're speaking the truth.
You know what my experience is? That they do that sometimes, man. I've been on some other the Blog Talk Radio things, and I've been, you know, I mean, we get in conversations about the Jewish propaganda, Zionist stuff, and I noticed that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes we'll be chatting and stuff, you know, talking it up, and then the phones just start ringing, people playing around, just not saying nothing.
Yep.
It's like they're doing it just to interrupt, get our minds off the truth.
It's 9GAG, man. 9GAG controls the internet. They're legion, man. They control it, dude. They know what's going on all the time. It's insane.
They do, bro.
I'll give you a prime example of control, and I know a lot of people have pros and cons, but the Nation of Islam put out two books called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. The Jews always hide their hand and say they had nothing to do with the slave trade. When they were a major player in the slave trade, just like they were the Holocaust. And they turn around, and what they did was they went into the National Archives, a National Library in D.C. They dug out Jewish scholars, their books, the item things that they wrote. Each page has a footnote on it that goes that would take you back to the original text of the Jewish scholar. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is a Jewish-run organization, went to Louis Farrakhan and told Louis Farrakhan, if you want to be a friend of the Jews, you have to denounce this book and denounce this new book. Both of them are The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. Well, he said, well, sir, I would like to be a friend to the Jews. What did I have to do? And they repeat again, you have to denounce this book. He said, I tell you what, if you denounce every Jewish scholar that we quoted in these books, but what they said, because this is all we did was quote scholars. We didn't make our own assumptions. I would denounce the book. He did not get one response out of them denouncing their own scholars. So it goes, but he is supposed to be a hater of the Jews. But it just goes to show that when the truth comes out, they won't condemn their own, but they will condemn somebody for bringing out what their own has already said.
Yeah, you know,
First off, the Holocaust never happened, because if it did, they'd still be here. So that's I hate when they say that.
Okay,
but, you know, again, it's the same thing. And another thing, too, what people don't like to talk about, they're the ones responsible for 9/11. Dude, look up Operation Lemine. It's insane, you know. And people, I don't understand how people don't understand this.
Well, everybody knows that the United States.
Oh, hold up. She got a call.
This is what I want to say. You said the Holocaust never happened. Well, let me say this to you. Hold up. Let me.
I'm listening.
Well, the thing is, when I was in Germany, I visited Dachau. And if you've never been where death has been, you wouldn't understand death. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? There was death in that camp. You couldn't walk out of there without it being on you. You could smell it. You could feel it. You could feel the spirits that were there. That wasn't something I just made up. I went to Dachau. And I don't know if you want to say the Holocaust never happened, but I'll tell you this. Something happened in that camp, point blank. That's all I can say. If I would have never experienced it myself,
I gotta say this. I don't know how you can defend that. Because let's say worst case scenario, it was what, 2 or 3 years? Dude, black people, how many centuries of slavery did you guys go through? And you know what? I mean, that's something to be pissed off at. You know, I mean, 2 years death camps, and honestly, were we there when they were built? No. How do we know they weren't built after the fact? You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, honestly,
man,
you know.
You know what, man? I heard that what you was talking about, that non-gag being a conspiracy, man. I heard they have this whole series of stuff trying to brainwash kids with these things they call rage comics, and have this one, man, and it's a direct reference to
Operation
to the black kids.
Operation Mudkips.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They call one of them Operation Mudkips. I don't even know what that one means, but then there's another one that they call Lee Monkey Face. And what it is a direct reference to like a derogatory African-American term. And it's just they putting that stuff out there like an inside joke. It ain't even cool. I mean, all these little kids going around thinking they're funny, saying Lee Monkey Face. And they really want to say the N-word.
Do y'all understand where all of this came from? It was already there, but when President Obama became president, it got worse. With you not being African-American, you don't understand what we're going through. We're going through a lot. And
it's hard.
Racism is just, it's blatant now. It's just out there. They hid it before, but it's blatant. It's out there now because it's going to get in there again. And Romney is so disconnected with the people.
He's not disconnected. He's just evil.
That's
it. They just put a white president back in there with a black man's face. That's what I think they did.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's real.
Sometimes I think he got some strings being pulled. I'm not going to say all around that he's evil, but I think he got.
Some of time he got them being pulled.
Yeah. He got his strings being pulled a lot. I understand that.
So
but
do.
I'm still, it's the ideal that he attempted, and everybody's not looking at it like you said, like someone said earlier, that he's just taking the place of who was there and doing the same thing. But what we're not seeing is 8 years we suffered, and nobody even raised their head up to see how much crap was going on. We wasn't even looking at it. But when he gets in office, it's like it's out there. They never had a tea party until he became president.
You're right.
Arizona governor would have
it's what
never,
the Jews want.
Ever,
it's what they want.
Who do you think funded
the Tea Party movement? It was funded by the Jews. It was started by them. And that's why they want Obama. Obama's just, again, one of their tools. They wanted him to get in there. To get everyone riled up, and you start the Tea Party. It's just the writing's on the wall, you know?
Yeah, but we have to be, that's why we have to be aware, and we have to fight in order. You know, and like my co-host was saying earlier, we holler America, 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 this bold, bright, you know, vigorous, strong person, when we are the laughing stock of the nation. I mean, we are the laughing stock of the world. I'll say the world. Because we have what we have here. If we're so rich, why do we have poor people?
Why
do we have a high rate of poverty in our major cities? Why do we still have people sleeping on the streets? Why do we have our veterans? And I am a veteran. Why are we still suffering? Why are we still suffering?
You know what? From everybody I talk to all over the world, we just a laughing stock of the nation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I mean,
we are the laughing stock of the world.
People just make fun of us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and they be like.
Rightfully so. They have a right to when they know what's going on. And the people, you know, I'm going to just make it plain. And I hope those who are listening think about this. Why is it every time America shows other countries that they want to make sure that we don't connect with, they show it in a dim light? They always show, notice when they show Canada, they show this nice, happy, jolly-go-lucky country. When they show Mexico, oh, it's the drug cartel. All you can assume, when they show any of these other countries, it's a slum. When they show Africa, it's a slum. When they show all, but whenever they show any of their sister or brother countries that they ally with, they're always showing the brighter side of the country. Even when it came to Libya, Libya was one of the richest countries in the world, so they stuck their paws in it and murdered, what's my brother's name?
Gaddafi.
Yeah, this is when they murdered Gaddafi. America is an evil place that's run by a power that we don't even see. It's not run by these powers. They bought and paid for three times over.
Yep.
And what we have to do is wake up to see the writing on the wall. I heard some people that can't even afford health care state that we don't need to be forced into having health care. I said, you idiot.
How ignorant.
I listened to you. You said that you couldn't afford health care, but you don't need to be forced into health care, and there's a provision for you in it. I listen, and I understand how people say, we're not going to have this and that. But there's so many out there that don't have money that have to wait till they're almost dead to go to the emergency room, and that's not fair.
Guys,
I am sorry. You know, great conversation. I need to cut it short. But if you want to read up, there's a website called Sour Math.
Go ahead.
Check it out, man. It'll blow your freaking mind.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It's called SourMath.com.
SourMath.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
SourMath.com.
All right, but anyways, I need to keep going. You guys take it easy, all right?
Easy, brother.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too, man. Bye.
Now, I think that a lot of people should wake up to the fact that, you know, they're saying that, hey, look, we don't need this health care bill. Well, you know, I tell you one of the main things I don't like about this health care bill. I don't like that the point, what I think would be a fair health care bill is that we have the same health care bill, or same health care coverage that the President and Congress has. Now, when you give us the same coverage that they have, I think that'd be a fair bill.
Yeah, you're right.
Hi. Just a minute, you guys. Hello,
I want to respond to something you said before about the going to a Jewish death camp. My grandma was in the Jewish death camp. She worked for it. She was Jewish herself, and we actually have diaries of her. And she would say that she would tell us that these Jewish death camps, they were actually run by Jews, and they actually wouldn't kill Jews there. It was a whole propaganda against the German government.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Okay.
It would make it seem that the Germans were killing all these Jews, but it was actually a whole propaganda.
Wow.
Actually, it was Jews killing Jews?
Well,
that's
they didn't
what,
kill anyone there. They would just make it seem, and it was all against the German government.
That's what
Is that falling into, like, how they burnt the Reichstag and all that
when
stuff?
When I stepped my foot in Dachau, I don't know what it was. I'm telling you guys, I'm not lying. It's a whole different feeling.
Well, it's not that it didn't happen, it's who was behind it. I think that's the biggest part of it. Not that it never happened, but who was behind it.
It was the Jews behind it.
Okay, thank you.
I've been hearing some stuff like that. I've been hearing all kinds of stuff, you know, but...
I just saw a documentary the other day that brought up the name Rothschild. It was said that he funded it big time.
About the Rothschild, you guys better study on that name. That name is a very powerful name, you guys.
And
a lot to do with America.
And, you know, one thing I think that we really need to look at is that I truly believe, and I know everybody don't believe like me, that President Obama was not elected. He was selected. And a lot of presidents before him were selected. that the people don't truly understand is one thing about it. When you don't have a one man, one vote, and you have this electoral college system, it can be easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Electoral colleges, they could vote for the person that didn't get the popular vote in the state. It depends on what the delegates want to vote for. So,
yep.
You know, this thing, they're saying, well, it goes on the population of the state, because some state has more and they'll never be able to get ahead. Yeah, it has its pros and cons. True. But everywhere else is voted in by the majority of the people, with the exception of president. So, to me, that means that your commander-in-chief could be selected quicker than he could be elected, because just like when they said down in Florida, Al Gore got the majority of the vote, but Bush got the delegates. So it goes to show you that a lot of times the powers that be manipulate.
Hell yeah, they do.
Hello? Just one second. We got Hi. Somebody on. Go ahead.
Hi. This
hello?
Is OP. Yes, hello.
Okay.
I want to know, the Jews are a very serious. It's my turn to talk.
Go ahead. What did you say?
I think the Jews are a very, very serious enemy, but I think they're in second place. I think our main target, our main enemy, is the Battletoads. We have to watch out for them because the Battletoads, we have to watch out because there's at least over 9,000 of them, and it's very serious business.
Battletoads?
I kind of heard.
Spell it for it.
It's a. It's spelled battle, I think. Battle toads. I heard of that before on some website, like it was some kind of conspiracy people was talking about, but I didn't pay no much attention to it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people are saying that that unilateral commission, what was that other one called? They have a few of those groups and commissions out there that only care the leaders of the people and have their own agendas on population control. And I've heard this out of Ted Turner's mouth, is that there should be one child per family. And he has five children himself. and which is true, and he said it, and they actually had him on tape saying it, and he didn't bite his tongue when he said it. And also you have Melinda and Bill Gates, which is supposed to be inoculating people for diseases, and from all reports, and I've heard it through several different sites, then they're actually putting diseases in Africans over there and killing off the population. And the Kony 2000, I hear that it's a bunch of crock, is that they're pushing that propaganda so America can get its palms, greasy palms, into Africa so that they can then set up their military bases over there and start taking control, because Africa has the richest soil there is, from oil to minerals to everything else. Every time they want to get their paws into something, they call some kind of war. Look at Libya. Look at Iraq. Look at everywhere they put their greasy palms, something happened. Look at the Panama. It doesn't matter where they go, it's death and destruction.
And they take over power.
Again, sir?
Look at Kony. He's done. You know who Kony is, right?
Yeah, that guy who they did that video about.
He's like selling or kidnapping kids or something, man. He was like trained to be like little soldiers, man, little itty bitty babies, man.
What I'm hearing on reports I received, that a lot of that is a bunch of lies. America wants to get over there. They want to send their troops in.
They have
to kick up a propaganda machine to approve, for the public to approve them going in. They have to, and what other than get to somebody's heart by through a child?
Probably, you believe
everything that's being told. But we never hear another news source outside of America. Notice America never lets other news sources come in and feed us anything. Why is that? We're only controlled by our own news sources. We can't bring in any foreign news sources. And when I do see foreign news sources on the Internet, they'd be total opposite of what our news sources are saying. So something is wrong.
I heard that, man.
Can we get some more callers on the line? I think that other people can really spark up this conversation. Let's keep all the people on the line now, but let's take some more callers, you know?
I'm kind of curious myself, too.
Jenny? Yes? Jenny? Okay, she must not be there. Okay, let's find...
Man, I think... I'm going to try to go to that website dude was talking about. What was it called?
Hello?
That was Lemon Get. What was it?
Yeah.
Lemon
Are
Pork?
You there? Hello?
What was that?
Hello?
Oh, Sour Math. That's what it was.
Okay.
Sour Math.
Oh, I'm actually
going on there. SourMath.com.
Yes, I actually went on there a few days ago, and they had some really good, you know, they were talking about non-gag and the Jews, and they had some very interesting points. And, you know, you don't want to go on there too late because you don't know when the government might take that down. You,
really?
You might want to go on there as soon as possible.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right,
then.
Okay. What was
that? Somebody like that.
I opened it up, and that was music playing, so I don't know who that was. All right.
That's
then.
The Jews.
Okay.
That's the Jews, no doubt.
You think so?
Probably. Who knows, man?
But it just goes to me. I think the main thrust of this thing is that people have to understand the small people, and when I pick the small people, those who don't have the money and power, are pawns in the game.
Yeah, yes.
Everybody has a number.
Both of them. That's right.
And until they come together and stop fighting and letting them use race, religion, everybody knows if you have a right, if religion is supposed to be something righteous, it shouldn't be too far apart no matter which one they are.
Yeah, because some of these people up in here is trolls, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they just come up here messing with us, man. I'm curious what people's input is, not some old bulls, you know, bull hockey up in there, you know, just playing music and stuff. I want to know what's really going on.
They use a lot of ideologies and things like that to keep people separated, ideas. When if you use the highway may be different to get to a certain place, but if you got the same destination, it shouldn't be a problem. But we use that and we fight on that while the powers that be is working on us. They are people that they want to get after. There are people that they want to take out, and we don't truly understand what's being done. When you got people that are starting to speak up, it can even go back and you look at President Kennedy. Some people don't know that President Kennedy was told by the U.S. government, and it's now been in documents been released, they wanted to blow up a U.S. warship so that they could cause war on another country.
Yeah.
Kennedy would not do it, and that's one of the reasons they took him out. He would not, just like 9/11. 9/11 was done by the American government. They were behind 9/11. The way I've seen too much evidence. De Gaulle was taken out of the basement of the 9/11, I think 2 or 3 days before it happened. So many people were told not to show up for work that day. It's too many things. The Pentagon was at the Pentagon when the plane hit the Pentagon. They say it was too precision of a hit for it to be a plane. You had telephone and phone books still sitting in the same spot right where the wall was blown because it was precision explosives that did it. The firemen heard going off the building.
That reminds me of something else.
That's what a missile do.
Let's go. If you go on SourMath right now, I'll guide you to something that just talks right
hold
about
up.
That.
Hold up. I'm going to it now. Give me 1 second.
I'll guide you through it, and they'll get a part of the website talking about, you know, the government and 9/11, and it's really, really interesting. You got to see it.
Oh, my Sour Math got naked women on it. Did I do
I'm sorry,
wrong?
What was that?
I said my Sour Math got nude women on it. Did I do something wrong?
Might have been a browser hijacker, it sounds like.
Yeah, let me get out of here.
I get them sometimes.
That's the first time I ever got that one. I'm like, what?
You're kidding.
Yes, I got on Sour Math. I got one with naked women on it for some reason. Let me check this one. That is crazy. Okay.
It's the Jews, girl. They're trying to stop us. The Jews, no doubt.
Oh, it's not coming. I might be spelling it wrong because it came up again like that.
I don't know. Every once in a while, like, I'll try typing something up in my browser, you know, up in an address bar, and it'll send me to somewhere totally unrelated and, like, you know, nasty stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? But,
see, that's like, what it's doing now with that one. So I don't know how are you spelling it?
I just spell it, you know, S-O-U-R, MATH.com, and that it works for me. You know what? Let's go to a different site. I have something else that, you know, it should work. You want to try that?
Let's try this. Come on, go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. Type in your browser, googlehammer.com.
Google Hammer?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second.
My connection is so dang slow over here.
Well, I'm borrowing a computer tonight, and I'm out of whack. I'm lost, so I'm going to have to wait and see.
Google
Hammer? Yes, googlehammer.com. You
okay.
Got to watch out, man, because the Jews are trying to, they're trying to stop us right now. They aren't letting us go on these sites.
So, man, like, what was up with that stuff? Because I didn't pay no attention to it when I saw them trying to make, like, inside references to that Battletoad stuff. What was that all about?
It's not even coming up. Google Hammer is not coming up at all.
Google Hammer is not working?
It says Google Hammer marketing information. That's what it says on this one. But it's not coming up. It's blank. It's a blank spot.
This is no doubt the Jews. They're trying to stop us right now. No doubt.
Okay.
I don't know, though, man. That's a little out there, brother. I mean, do you really think the Jews, is that down to stop us? You think they're that on point, like trying to get on our stuff? I mean,
yeah,
I don't even know,
you
man.
Non-gag is legion. They're unstoppable. They can do anything that they want. You know, they're pretty much hackers. What are we going to do? How are we supposed to stop them?
Well, I've heard about them doing that stuff, that Sony PlayStation, they hacked all them people's accounts and stuff and stole all their credit card information.
Yeah,
and that
V for Vendetta mask. They got that V for Vendetta mask from that movie, and they used that as their, symbol.
Yeah, they were.
Do not go on sourmask.com, Facebook. Facebook.com pages. Do not go on sourmask. Is to connect to do not go on sourmask, sign up. It says on Facebook, it says don't go to it.
Oh, yeah, that's the Jews.
No, okay, it says Sour Math right here. It's nothing on it.
Well, I'm putting in Sour Math, and I'm getting a white page, nothing coming up.
I got no idea, man. That does not happen to me. You know what?
Yep.
I'm going to try one more website. I'm going to try. It'd be cool if I try one more site. If that doesn't work, we just can't do anything.
Yeah, I had never heard of that one. I really haven't. Now,
right,
what about Battletoad? What's the thing
about
Battletoad?
We'll get to that, but let's try one more site. All right, type in...
27 more minutes. Go ahead.
Type in meatspin.com.
Spell that for me.
M-E-A-T... SPIN.com, meatspin.com.
Man, my computer's all messed up.
Oh,
mine's all slow.
It says, holy shit, check this out. More blogs, prolapse, ass pong. I'm swinging belly boner.
No.
Are you going to be the pornographic stuff? Oh,
crap, I got the same thing.
Oh.
How you get off of this?
Just go out of it.
Can't even get out of it.
Pornographic site.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Why are you sending us to all these? He's sending us to all these pornographic sites.
Yeah. That's what I'm not. That's what I pulled up.
Man, this is Jesus. We can't beat this. I have no idea what's going on with your guys' computer because it's working on mine. You know they're.
Yeah, I just put
it's
it in, and that's what I got, not on a pornographic site, a gay pornographic site.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Man. That's crazy.
Man,
it's
I can't even.
My computer right now.
I can't even get to nothing, man. My connection's so slow. What was it?
Us for real when you sent us to these sites.
What was on the site? Tell me what was on the site. What was on meatspin.com?
A man working each other.
Yeah, what kind of crap is that?
Oh, no, man. I'm glad I couldn't go on it.
Yeah.
That's
you
just
do that on purpose?
That's just nasty.
Hey.
That's horrible. I can't believe that.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
I'm wondering, yeah. Because he had to get off.
Hello?
And that's just
yeah.
nasty.
Yeah, he had to get off.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You did that. No, you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Man, I'm being serious right now. The Jews are no joke.
No, you're laughing. Don't play with us like that. Because if I get a virus on my computer, I'm going to fine you. You understand?
He got us.
702.
Takes all kind of make the world go around, don't it?
Yep. I got him. I got his number. That's all right. He did that on purpose to us.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking all that stuff, and he did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? That's you. Okay, I'm going to turn him off. Let's get this movie called. I'm going to go before it runs slowly. If it continues to run, Okay. Okay.
To get
yeah.
back on track.
You know. Huh?
But you know, one of the main things that Lita could have been learned from that is that sometimes you get those who call in, they want to sidetrack the conversation. Because it went from speaking about the Affordable Health Care Act, which a lot of people know as Obamacare, to them pushing and pushing and saying that I think somebody was having their Saturday night fun. But, I mean, on a serious note.
Well, you can't. The whole problem is you can't check. You understand what I'm saying? There's no checks and balance. Can I say that?
Yeah, right, okay.
There's no checks and balance.
And you mean checks and balance?
How did you do
the health care system?
No, I'm talking about checks and balance on who's talking to us. Now,
oh,
he had a good spiel with us.
Because we're wide open, you know, so
yeah.
you're going to get that.
So,
I'm learning.
We always
doubt that everybody's going to have their jokes. It can happen. What you can do is screen and call, and we're not set up for screen, so it's wide open.
Yeah. See, all I can do is turn them off. I don't have a way to screen them. All I can do is turn them off. And he was talking like he really was into the conversation, and then he sends us to those two websites. Because when I kept asking him, he wouldn't answer me.
Right.
So, well. I'm hoping you had a good laugh, sir.
I'm praying
that you had a good laugh.
You know, some people, they need something because, you know,
yeah.
their mom and dad got them sitting there, reading information they don't want to read all day long, so they had to come have a little joke. So they had their fun for the night. Hooray, hooray.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. And they did get away from the conversation about Obamacare.
Oh.
I mean, we were doing good with that first caller.
But I think to get back, though, that, you know, because people are saying that, you know, it's going to take us away from, you know, make health care higher than what it is. How can you have higher health care when the people don't have it at all?
Exactly.
They're going to raise health care. That's what you're being told. But you forget that long as people are getting health care, their premium's still being paid. Now, they tell you whatever they want to tell you. You know, they always, but one thing about insurance companies don't set up to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And we can tell out there, Lee, you and I know better than anyone, mm-hmm. we're in the area where the hurricanes hit.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to a lady this evening, was telling me how, you know, we know for so many years all insurance premiums went up, whether they had a claim or not, because the insurance company mm-hmm. wants to make sure that they recoup what they spent out. And
mm-hmm.
what we have to find out is that it's insurance actually is supposed to be a gamble. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, it is. It sure is.
But in
right.
the case of these
insurance,
they don't gamble on anything.
Oh, you
so
still
can
there?
You guys,
what number are you? Hold up. What number are you calling from? Tell me what your number is.
I'm not sure. I used the Skype link when I called you guys.
Okay.
Let me see.
It's not 702, is it?
No, no. I was a guy that called like originally. I heard all that stuff that went on, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't talk to you guys there for a minute.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you.
No, that was the other guy who gave the website.
Yeah, the other guy gave us those bad websites.
He's the one that slowed.
Yeah,
computer.
Yeah, my computer's kind of messed up right now.
Okay.
So mine's
already
been
borrowing one. Good. So.
Damn, mine's all slow.
Okay. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm not turning you off. Okay. So you must be. Are you 732? Hello. Hello, Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here. You must turn the wrong one off.
Oh, I did. I turned him off by mistake. The guy we were just talking to, please call back. I apologize for turning you off or cutting you off. Let me see this chick. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello? Okay.
Everybody wants to call and not talk tonight, huh?
Yeah. Why are they calling and not speaking? That's driving me nuts. Oh, well. We got 19 minutes left, so.
Saturday night.
Yeah. They're bored. And there's a lot of people listening to Blog Talk Radio. People do this. Some people do it habitually.
Well, Salida, since we have 19 minutes left, we want to mention we're considering adding some days in a week to the show.
Yeah, what I want to do is I can open it up to 5 days a week, but I have to put commercials in there. Because
okay.
If we're going to do this for 2 hours,
right.
Which means I'm going to have to start looking for sponsors.
Okay.
If I do it 5 days a week, I got to figure out a time. That's the only thing about it. I haven't sat down and put together a format or a program for that. I think it would be awesome if we could do it 5 days a week.
It takes a little commitment and everything.
Yeah, are you ready for that?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I know you have a busy life. Now, it could be days that you don't come on if you don't want to. I mean, that's not a problem, you know. Lord Jesus.
I'll try to hang with you as long as I can.
try.
I just what I like to do is start incorporating some of these groups that we're members of on Facebook to tune in to some of these topics they're speaking on.
Well, who said that some of them wasn't on with us tonight?
Pardon?
I don't know that. I said, who says that some of them wasn't on there tonight that's on our page?
They just didn't identify themselves, but when we know straight up that we're talking about some of those issues, we know then that we'll definitely have some of those people that go on doing those heavy debates on Facebook. And I'm telling you, folks, it's some very heavy debates going on a lot of those groups on Facebook. I'd love to engage with some of them. I have put out a personal challenge to one person on Facebook for a debate on his issues. He's a black conservative, if there is such an animal. He has a radio show that comes on once a week. I think it's that Tennessee area. And
Nashville,
and he's on the web. He actually broadcasts also on the web through that same show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have challenged this gentleman over and over again to a debate on issues that I disagree with him on, but he has yet to take me up on my challenge.
Hold up.
Everybody's having fun, huh?
Yeah, they bored.
They are very,
just did that.
Very bored.
Yeah.
Having so much fun, they don't know what to do. But I think they're
wasting our time. They need to stop. Okay, go ahead.
They don't
have anything better to do. You know, they're not working anywhere. So, you know, hey, why not bother us on a Saturday night? Look what we're doing. Is it?
I believe
it is.
Let me see. Yeah, if it's a full moon tonight, then all then the crazies, you know, everything's gonna be wacko tonight.
Yeah, wacko. Yeah, you did say that was supposed to be a full moon tonight. You're right.
The moon
is, and they had a ball today.
Yeah, the moon is drawing on its folks.
But you know what? It's so weird. When I was doing Blog Talk a while back, about 3 years, I never had that. I never had anybody call in and, like, do that to me.
Well, and
never.
That was a few years back, and how just a few years changes
the mind.
Yes.
People's mindset changed in a few years.
Yes.
Let me say that. But I was, like I said, I'm looking, and I am, Kalita, really, when we look at some of these issues that they're, like we were talking about on Facebook, there are a lot of issues and a lot of debate, and you have pros and cons on both sides that are brought up, and I just think sometimes people need an open arena to be able to discuss those things. And I say discuss because sometimes when we say they want to argue, that, you know, you can't understand an argument, but a discussion, meaning some give and take, I listen to you, you listen to me, somebody else interject, but we have to have a, you know, it has to be a workable form so we can understand what the person is saying, not try to over-talk one, but allow them to speak and then come back and rebut it if possible. But there's so many things I think that needs to be said. I'm looking at one now. It says there are many lies told by the West in their war against Libya. This actually is a site on dailymotion.com. I've seen so many things like that that will just blow your head because of the things that we were fed about how bad Gaddafi was. And then we find out now how good the people of Libya was living before they murdered Gaddafi. Now it's a total different situation. But notice now we don't have any media coverage. Show us the aftermath of Libya. Show us the aftermath of Iraq. You notice we don't see many pictures out of
Yeah, you don't hear them talk about it. You're right. They sure
they won't
don't.
Talk about it because it's chaos. After they've gone in and destroyed the governments, this was not our fight in Iraq. If those people of Iraq had a problem with Saddam Hussein, let them deal with it. Saddam was their problem. But America, because they had the tentacles in Saddam Hussein, because America fueled and funded Al-Qaeda, because America did all of the dirt that it did, and every time one of these leaders turn around and say, you know what, you're not going to tell me what to do anymore, then they become public enemy number one. And then America goes in with their propaganda machine. They go and they start this war. They go start telling the lies. They go start feeding the public. And notice how they start. They'll go starting with the media, and they'll start in on, oh, this is such a bad person because they did this and they did that. And all along what they're doing is trying to build you up to approve the millions and millions that they're going to spend to wipe that person out.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Notice how they showed the bodies of Saddam Hussein's sons when they shot him down dead.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. Why don't they ever show when they shoot somebody down? They never show white body like the white people like that. Why do they always do it when they show us? Why don't they never show their dead like that? You know, it just shows you the total blatant disrespect, the savage beastie.
They never show us. That's right. They never show us like that.
Never show. All they're going to show is a coffin with a flag wrapped on it. So
how
do you degrade others in a, and you don't do your own like that? So why would you do others? It just shows you that it's one-sided. Why don't we ever hear the other side of the story from other media? Why don't you let them in? You won't let them in because of the fact that you're scared that we're going to hear the truth that we know the media here is lying about. We know that there's lies being told. We know that there's so many lies being told. Most of them are lies being told. You're only letting out what you want us to know. And most of that is propaganda. Because that's the truth. All of the truth will come out.
Well, you got to think about it like this. When it comes to news, the media... Associated Press is the only one who literally runs the news.
Right.
There's
no
other person in charge. Associated Press is where all the news come up.
I was listening to somebody give a report. When was it? Last week was a report given about this one news media that owns like 6 or 7 major conglomerate. News media outlets. So basically they control a big section of what flows through the pipes when it comes to news media. I think, what was that in New York? The black talk radio station
was being turned into a sports channel.
Why?
And the people were behind it. They had a great listenership. They're shutting down the channels for us to be able to communicate. That's why we have to come together as a people. We have to start buying up some of these stations. Because we have to keep the lines of communication. I mean, they say, well, what is that going to do to help our people? Because if we don't communicate, the people will be brainwashed. Because we will all be totally dependent on what the powers that be who don't want us to do anything, what they want us to hear. And when they control all of the thinking of the mind, because the only thing we know is what they're feeding us, and some of our people are so naive to the point that when he says ice is green, we'll start believing it. We'll think clear is green now. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. It's the truth.
You're talking about Kiss FM.
What is that now?
Are you talking about Kiss FM? I mean, FM?
I'm just actually speaking of any station, not one in particular. I'm just speaking of the way that people think. You know, if you listen to something long enough, you start believing it. And somebody's, I won't believe that. I won't believe that. Please believe.
Well, that's what brainwashing comes in at.
Think about this, what I say. Let's look at the military. The military personnel, not all of them, but most of them, think that they are serving their country by fighting wars that are unwarranted. They can't ask a question, what is this war about? They only can take orders. And if you don't follow the orders, guess what? You're going to be in prison.
Yeah.
So you have to fight something which you have no knowledge of. All you know is going to fight. You are an automatic enemy of someone just because you've been ordered to do something. You've been ordered to carry out. And I noticed, and I want people to take this, that I'm trying to cast a bad light on military personnel. I think their initial motives are noble. They want to serve their country. But it's under the lies of this government who does not care about the life of an average citizen, who uses the lives of citizens who want to do right and they do wrong with it.
Hey, I thought I looked at that number and I was like, that number.
This is Velva. You guys, how are you doing?
You calling in 7 minutes before we go off the air.
I just now looked at the number. Hi, how you doing? I'm calling in from Orlando.
I texted you the number before the show started. I was looking for you to call in early.
I couldn't get to the phone until just now. I just was listening in to all the things you guys are saying, and I had looked at some literature where 90% of all broadcast information is owned by a single commodity.
Right.
So CNN and Fox and CBS, ABC, none of that is a different ownership. It's just a different flavor to the same food.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So you're not getting, when I was in Africa, I used to listen to BBC and other German broadcasts, and we get a whole different perspective. And you're completely right, Brian. All of the information we get has already been pre-filtered and pre-altered. So we're spoon fed. Yes. We are told what we are supposed to believe. And the Gaddafi issue is a very good one, in fact. Gaddafi in 1985 to 1989 was considered a hero for America because he seemed to be in our alliance. And then there's a scandal about the, neural gas, that he was supposed to have released all his gas over people, and that got hushed up real fast. I mean, when they could have been mad at him, they did a spin on it, and it all went away. So it really is a matter of if you make me mad or if you hurt my feelings, I'm going to go get you.
And what happened on that also, they claimed that Libya bombed the discotheque. Where it came back, and a report showed, Libya had nothing to do with it. So then it came back, Libya took down the Pan Am flight, I forgot the number, took them down. Mm-hmm. It was never proven that they did it, but the problem...
They also got accused of selling arms to Korea, if you remember.
And it was a propaganda machine that built it because they wanted Gaddafi out. Guess what? The oil companies wanted in.
Exactly.
Well, the sad part is when they took him out, they took out... his whole lineage. There were so many grandchildren in that compound and so many women. It was amazing that that didn't get more press.
Right. And the thing about it is that what people don't understand is that when these greedy companies want to get their tentacles in, they go to the politicians. The politicians create a propaganda machine, which gets the people behind them going to create a strike or a war. And then after the smoke is still trying to settle, the oil companies go in with their tentacles and stick in to the people. And they let one of the so-called terrorist groups now run in Libya. But you don't hear anything about that.
Well, as long as they're in line with the U.S. thinking, it's positive. When they go out of line with the U.S. thinking, then they become the villain.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then the U.S. talks about Russia. They talk about China. But nobody has a worse human rights record than the United States. We have more people in prison here than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
well
we
it
got,
amuses
you guys,
me.
Guess what? Guess what? We got four more minutes. And listen, real quick.
We got Dr. Randy Short and Malcolm X Shabazz, the grandson of Malcolm X, coming on next week, next Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Now, go ahead. Finish saying what you're saying.
But it just goes to show that if the people don't wake up from knowing that this does, I mean, just it's time. When you see things on TV, stop. Stop believing everything that they show you. Stop believing in all these polls. Stop believing in all these lies. I take something simple, Salida, Dr. Bowles, you know, fluoride in the toothpaste.
Yeah.
That's the major element that they use in rat poison. Stop believing everything they sell.
Well, you know what happened there? There was a heavy lobby into Congress that dental, the soft dentition of your teeth or the enamel, needs fluoride to be hardened. And someone bought into it and made it universal. I mean, that's very, if you have someone with a strong or close position within Congress or the Senate, they get the preferential treatment. That's classical. You know, squeaky wheel gets the oil. That's the whole lobbying process in the United States.
Right.
It doesn't have to be true. You just have to make enough noise that the right person hears what you're saying, and then it gets implemented.
And the thing about it is that they believe this stuff when they do it, and so, you know, the people fall victim and don't even realize that they're killing them off and they're calling
them. Well, just look at the states. What is it, 31 states with practicing eugenics, and it's only North Carolina who's allowing the press to actually follow their decision-making. I think they've made a decision of $50,000 award to all the people that they neutered against their wishes. But if you look at the philosophy behind it, it's the same as Hitler's philosophy. But that kind of language that I just used is not allowed. You can't say the United States ever practiced any behavior that's like Hitler's. But this was the same premise. In fact, the one that Hitler adopted was initiated by Americans.
Wow.
Yes. Eugenics said.
America only went against Hitler when Hitler wouldn't do what they wanted him to do. Everybody knows that. I heard Hillary Clinton today speaking to one of the Middle East countries is saying that the president, he cannot stay, he has to go. How dare she?
Well, have you not heard that the Florida governor says he's not going to do what Obama had suggested, that he's not extending Medicaid? Wait a minute, I had to laugh.
Jindal said the same thing. Jindal said he's not going to buy Obamacare.
But well, I'm laughing because
97 guys, go ahead.
Okay, the national health care has nothing to do with Medicaid. I mean, the whole idea of how they act like they're outraged is showing they're so uninformed. Nothing has ever been said about extending Medicaid.
Nope. But they'll do it. But they're so in a hurry and quick to knock out anything he says and do.
They intentionally want inflammatory language. That's the whole point. If I can say something that makes you feel angry, even if it's not accurate, it gives me some leverage for the moment.
Right.
Yes.
We've
got
to ask everybody definitely to tune in next Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Yes, it's going to be a hot. Make sure if you're in town or if you're around, please.
I'm catching the flight out tomorrow, heading back to Louisiana, so I'll see you guys for sure on Tuesday.
Hey, Salida, let's give a plug to the show, www.pp1110. am.com Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock Central Time. All three of us will be on the air. You guys tune in and call in at 318-445-5208. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes,
all right.
And we'll be here next time.
All right. Well, I'm glad I caught up with you guys.
Yes. Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye now.
Guys.